神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
Children are much like kites.
孩子们就像风筝。
They struggle to fly.
他们急着挣扎着要飞起来。
Yet they need the stability of the string that holds them.
但是他们却也需要那一条绑在他们身上的这个绳子。
Or they're gone.
不然的话就飞走了。
In all kinds of directions.
这样的话不晓得往哪里去。
Now we know that kites were not made to be held possessively in the home and not to go out to fly.
我们知道风筝，我们要有风筝，并不是把它放在家里面保护起来，然后放在家里面用的。
They were made to fly.
他们是为了要让他们飞。
And even though our children may have many experiences in their young life to try to learn how to fly, it's you and I that helps them to direct their flight.
不管孩子多小，他们都在学习要怎么样飞起来，然后父母亲就要帮助他们怎么样飞。
There's a lot of changes that happens in a child's life.
在孩童的时候会有很多的变化。
From the time they're little infants until they leave the home.
从他们小小的没有能力一直到他们离家。
But you as a parent is the only stability or constants in a child's life.
身为父母是从孩子一开始唯一在他们的这样的一个过程当中跟他们在一起的。
Parenting is a difficult job.
父母之职是很难的。
And yet a very rewarding one.
但是却是有很大的报赏的。
As you watch your child blossom and grow into something beautiful.
当你看着孩子成长非常的美的时候，你心里面是很欣慰的。
In Hebrew, the word parent really means teacher.
在希伯来文里面，所谓的父母，事实上是等于老师。
Another definition for a parent is that a mother or father is the one that's responsible to provide, to protect, and to defend their child.
一方面的解释，对父母的解释就是那个提供孩子，而且呢，保护孩子，来帮助他们，保护他们安全的这样的人。
Actually, a parent is the single most important teacher a child will ever have.
父母亲也是孩子最重要而且是唯一的老师。
Some of you may not agree with me.
或许有人不同意这样的话。
You can look back and say, well, I had some wonderful teachers.
或许有人说我也有很多很好的老师啊。
But there is no teacher like the parent.
但是没有一个老师像父母这样子跟孩子的关系。
So now, if you are going to be the teacher, parents, if you're going to be the teacher, then you're going to have to think deeply about this sense of raising your children.
如果父母是有老师之职的话，那你就应该要很深刻的来思想如何来抚养我们的孩子。
How do you regard your children? What do you think of them?
你想到你的孩子的时候，你怎么样来联想他们呢？
Do you regard them as a blessing?
你想到他们是你的祝福吗？
Do you regard them as some little clay in your hands that you will mold into something very beautiful?
你有没有想过他们就像一块你手中的泥一样让你来捏塑？
Or do you regard them as an object that you must have so that in your old age there'll be someone to take care of you.
还是你把孩子们看为在你老的时候要回过来照顾你的人？
As we look at this and recognize in ourselves what is our objective for our children.
所以到底你抚养孩子你的看法目的是什么？
As Christians, our objective is to make our children Christ-like.
身为基督徒抚养孩子的一个很大的目标就是要把他们抚养成耶稣的像耶稣的人
We want them to love and serve Jesus Christ
我们要他们爱主耶稣然后服侍他
And in our life this is one of the goals that we look toward
所以这是我们的一个很重要的目标
Then I can ask you Do you instruct your childrenby doing what is ethically right and just?
接下来我要问你一个问题，你有没有在教你的孩子方面呢，注意到他们的品德，还有他们的正直？
Now we're in the area of the fact that you are a teacher.
记得你是一个富有老师之职的父母。
You're the one that your child watches day by day, week by week, month by month.
而且你是那一个孩子们每一天每一个星期每一个月都在看着观察的对象
Do they see in your life a person that is ethically good and right?
他们有没有看到自己的父母在他们的伦理上面品德上面是对的是好的
That does things because they know that they are the right things and the just things to do?
有没有发现说父母做的事情都是秉着公义还有正直还有对的
Then I'd like to ask you Are you one that plans ahead to protect your children from danger?
你有没有在注意到怎么样来保护你的孩子避免危险
You see all of this is in parenting
这些都是父母之职
Do you provide for your children's material needs?
有没有好好的来提供你孩子物质上的需要
I would suspect that all of those of you who are listening to me in this area about 8 out of 10 do a very good job
我相信这个问题在听的这样的一个听众当中应该有 80% 到90% 都做得很好
Now I'm not sure what your motive is
我不晓得动机是怎么样
It may be that you really in your love and your care for your child you want them to have what is best for them
或是因为你心里面的关心你的爱所以你希望呢你的孩子有最满足的物质
Or you may do it just to save face in front of others
那也有人呢也是这样做是为了要在别人面前有颜面
That everything you give to your child and every way that you treat them good in their needs is because you want others to see that you are a good parent
有的人在孩子的物质上面满足他们就是要让别人看到说你是一个好父母所以呢你就买最好的给他们
Maybe you say to me is there anything wrong with that?
或许你问我说这样有什么不对吗
Yes, because your children will know it
是的有一天你的孩子会知道你的动机是为了这样的一个原因
After a while they'll begin to think that all you do is just being doneBecause you want to save face and not because you love them.
有一天他们会发现你所做的这一切为他们所做的这一切只是为了要你的颜面有面子而不是为了真的爱他们。
Children are very wise in this area.
孩子在这方面的感受是很聪明的。
There's a sense and a feeling they have that they know us.In the attitude and actions that we have.
他们会从我们的态度我们的行为上面看到我们的动机他们会知道的。
Then maybe I can ask you, do you effectively discipline your child?
接下来我要问你说你有没有很有效性的来管教你的孩子
Now another word for discipline is training.
所谓的管教就是训练。
I'm not talking just about the punishments we give, the spankings or taking away things from children. Those are all in it. But I'm talking about are we training our children to do what is right?
我讲的不是说你怎么样来处罚他们，怎么样剥夺他们的权益。我只是说呢，你有没有在教他们，在管他们，让他们可以能够有纠正过来，能够做对的事。
Now children love their parents.
孩子们是爱父母的
particularly when they're little
特别是小的时候
They feel like there is no one as wonderful as their mama and daddy
他们心里面的感受不再有别人比自己的父母亲更好的
Sometimes when little boys fight They'll say my daddy's bigger than you And he's better than you And he can fight better than your daddy
比如说像小男孩打架的时候他们就会说呢我爸爸能够做所有的事情我爸爸比你爸爸还棒
Another child might say, my mother is the best person in the world.
有的人会说呢，我妈妈最棒了，是世界上最好的人。
But do we deserve what they're saying about us?
那当他们这样想的时候，你有没有来啊，跟他们所想的配合呢？有没有真的成为他们心目中最好的呢？
Are we doing the things that really help our children?
你真的在做一些事情，在帮助他们吗？
Let me speak to the fathers for a few moments.
我也要用一些时间来对父亲讲话。
He's the one that protects and holds the family together.
父亲是一个保护家庭，而且把家庭经营的这样的一个人。
You see, a father accepts the responsibility to provide leadership and guidance and protection.For his children.
一个父亲在家里面要提供这种领导的这样的一个责任，而且要保护，而且要提供他们的需要。
This is an awesome responsibility.
这是很大的责任。
It entails many things.
包括很多事情。
So a father who really has a father's heart is going to fulfill the needs in all of these areas.
如果一个父亲真的有父亲的心肠的话，他们一定会来满足刚才我讲的这些需要。
I want to ask you as parents to recognize and understand your children is more than just a body.
那我要父母亲们了解，当你看着你的孩子的时候，你要知道你看到的不是只有一个身体而已。
The body is the skin, the body is the organs, the body is the outward frame.
所谓的身体就是它的皮肉，还有它的器官，就它的外面的这样一个长相。
But inside the body is housed that will, intelligence, emotions, which we call the soul of man.
在它的身体里面，这个心的里面呢，有人的理性。有人的这种意志，人的情绪，就是我们讲人的魂的部分。
But that's not all.
那不是只有这样子。
Inside of man is a spirit nature.
而且还有这种灵。
A something within us that longs to worship that which is the highest.
那个灵就是一种很自然的渴慕，要去崇拜，要去敬拜那最高的那一位。
So many times parents...Have no regard for this at all.
很多父母亲呢，在这方面呢，一点都没有啊，来做什么。
But when the children do not have a faith in God, they lack something very fundamental.
如果你的孩子不相信、不认识神的话，那么他在他的这种灵魂体上面就缺少了一个很基本的需要。
They deserve for you to find out and to have a faith that you can pass on to them.
你一定要自己先找着这种信仰，然后好好的把它能够传给你的孩子，让他们有这方面的这样的一个需要。
One of the things that children need very badly is security.
孩子有一个方面很需要的就是安全感。
Now, fathers and mothers, the security your child needs is to see that you love each other.
父母亲的这种彼此相爱会让孩子带来他们很深的安全感
Because when they see and sense the love and understanding between each of you It gives them that secure feeling that we will never be broken up
因为看着父母亲的彼此相爱相亲他们就很安全的知道说我们这个家是安全的不会破碎的
So therefore, how you love each other has a great effect on your children.
所以父母的彼此相爱对于孩子的影响是很大的。
That doesn't mean that you won't have misunderstandings and sometimes even arguments, but your children will know the difference.
我的意思不是说你们不会有误解或者是有意见不同的时候，但是你的孩子会体悟到说父母亲的意见不同，还有他们是相亲相爱是两回事，是不一样的。
For with love there is warmth.
因为有爱才有温暖。
And they sense that between Father and mother.
孩子可以从父母亲的关系来感受到这一份温暖。
We need today our men to be leaders of the home.
我们实在是这个时代需要一些家里面的男人真的当起这个当家，就是当起一个领导的一个位置。
I didn't say dictators.
我不是说要专制。
I mean men who have the responsibility and understand that responsibility that they must see for the best for their husband or their wife and their children.
而是担当起这样的责任，然后看到这样的方向，然后看到说怎么样是对自己的妻子或儿女最好的，然后来提供他们。
One important area of this is that you are the financial supporter for your family.
那这一方面一个很重要的部分就是你要成为家里面经济方面的一个提供者。
There are those families where the wife makes her money, the husband makes his, and they just live their own lives.
我知道有一些家庭呢，先生有自己的工作，自己的收入，太太也有自己的工作，自己的收入，然后呢，各活各的。
This does not give you a feeling of permanency to your children.
这样子对你的孩子的感受，并没有那种巩固、坚固的感觉。
So, as a husband, you are the one responsible to take care of your family.
身为一个男人，你对于家庭的这种家计的维持是有责任的。
At times, the wife may have to help by working out.
或许妻子有时候需要做一点辅助、帮助来也做一些工作。
But you must not depend on that.
但是不能，家里不能依靠妻子或母亲来持家。
For actually, when the woman supports the family, it takes away from your manhood.
事实上，当女人去工作的时候，事实上就在剥夺了男人的这样的一个角色。
Also, as a father, you have to have a heart of sacrifice for your children.
身为父亲，对于孩子们要有那种牺牲的这样的心。
And there is no area where this should come out more than your faithfulness to your wife.
再没有比先生对太太的忠贞忠诚更能表现他有那种牺牲的精神。
Let me explain this to you.
我要跟你解释。
Many times as life passes on, attractions come into our life.
在我们的生命的过程当中，有时候有很多吸引我们的地方。
You meet some young woman or older woman or whatever, and there comes an attraction and affinity together.
你会在你的人生当中碰到一些不管是年轻或者是年老的妇女，对你的情感上会很有吸引力。
And you begin to reason, after all, I should have my pleasure. I should have that which brings joy to me.
慢慢的你会想说，我应该也有享受我自己的这种权利。
I'm not really in love with my wife anymore, and so we might as well just break it up, and then I can enjoy my life.
我已经不再爱我的妻子了，我们之间没有爱了，所以何不呢就这样子离开，然后来享受我自己的一些喜欢的。
That should never enter a man's mind.
这种想法绝对不能容许他在你的心里面。
And sometimes you must sacrifice yourself for your wife and your family.
所以为着你的妻子跟你的儿女呢，你一定要牺牲你自己。
Of course, a father must give some of the loving discipline to the child.
当然，父亲也要对孩子做爱的管教。
You must also teach your children to be respectfully obedient.
教导你的孩子要尊重人，而且要顺服。
That's why your example is so important.
那就是为什么你的榜样是很重要的。
That's why the respect that you show authority to your boss, to those around you, will be seen by your child.
那就是为什么你对于你的老板，对你的权柄的那种反应呢？一定要让孩子看到你的榜样。
Be a loving father, one that can comfort their children when it's needed.
你要成为一个有爱的父亲，当他们需要安慰的时候，你给予安慰。
Really, it's giving of yourself to your family.
事实上，父亲就是把自己给了家庭。
I believe there's many fathers out there that are good fathers.
我相信当中一定有很多人是好的父亲
that love their family and that do for them exactly what they feel they must do for them.
对家庭呢，尽上自己的能力，做自己觉得该做的事情。
But I'm afraid there's others that do not take this responsibility to heart.
但是我恐怕有些人把这些我讲的事情呢，不放在心上。
It brings heartache to the children.
最后带来孩子们心里面的破碎。
It brings sorrow to the wife.
对于太太带来一些伤心的事情。
Actually, it brings instability to society.
这样的话对社会也会带来问题。
A society that has strong family ties is a society that will grow healthy and be a blessing to their country.
一个健康的社会形态能够祝福给国家带来祝福的社会呢就是要有很巩固健康的家庭根基
Let me talk to the mothers just for a few moments
我用几分钟来跟妈妈们谈
Do you know that the word from mother means the bonder or the bonding of the family
你知道妈妈的这个字的一个字根的意义就是呢跟孩子的一种联系的一种啊连接
It's the mother's responsibility to bind the husband and the children and herself together.
意思是说呢，这个母亲有一个责任，要把自己跟孩子们，还有跟先生们，把他们这样捆起来，连接在一起。
Of course, she's the one that gives birth to that child.
当然，首先妈妈是啊生孩子的这样的一个人。
She is the one that nurtures and protects and comforts it.
她喂养孩子，保护孩子，而且呢安慰孩子。
She is the first safety a child knows.
是孩子第一个感受到的安全感。
As mother puts her arms around her little baby, there's something in that little child that feels the safety and the warmth.Of those arms.
当母亲把她的手臂环抱在孩子的身上的时候，就会传达一种给孩子的深深的安全感。
That's why in the early years, up until about 6, 7, and 8, whenever a child gets hurt, they want their mother.
那就是为什么在孩子早期，大概八岁以前，每一次受到伤害的时候，马上就会哭喊妈妈。
No matter how they love their daddy, they want.Their mother.
不管多么爱自己的父亲，还是会叫妈妈。
There's a point here I want to speak to you ladies, and that is, do you allow your husband to be the leader in the family?
另外一个重点我要跟女士们来谈的就是，你有没有容许你的先生成为家庭里面的头？
Some of you would say, but my husband will not lead.
可是有些人可能会说我的先生根本都不做领导的工作
And I know that is true
我知道这是事实
But this is where you as a wise wife must try to train your husband to be a leader
但是如果你是聪明的太太的话你就要帮助或者是训练容许你的先生来成为一个领导
You see many times it's not his faultthat he cannot lead.
有时候他不能领导不是他的错。
In his young life, he was held so possessively. Mother did everything for him. They never allowed him to make any decisions, and so he is weak in this area.
因为在他年轻的时候，妈妈对他非常的保护，根本不容许他做任何的决定或担当任何的责任，所以这方面他就缺乏了他的能力。
So it is a wise woman.Who understands that and sees this weakness?
所以，一个聪明的妇女如果看到这一点的话，你就要知道你需要帮助她。
Don't get angry and frustrated. Make yourself a plan on how I can help my husband to be a leader.
不要老是有挫败感或生气，好好的计划一下，我该怎么样一步一步的扶起我的先生，帮助他成为一个领导者。
It will not be easy.
当然不容易。
But take it in little steps.
但是一步一小步一小步的来。
Little by little, tell him I can't or I won't do this. You must do it.
一点一点一点的告诉他说呢，这一次这个我不做，你要自己来做。
He may say no, he may get angry, but you just say, now I'm going to let you do this. I'm not going to do it.
或许他会生气，或许他会不愿意，但是你就说，好好的表明你的态度，说这一次这个事情你自己来做，我不做。
And little by little, you'll see your husband begin to develop.
慢慢的，你就会看到你的先生在建立起他这样的一个特质。
It will bring you real happiness.
这样会带给你快乐的。
Men like that understand that their wives have been so loving and so caring and so helpful that you will mean a great deal to him.
如果你的先生有这样子的一个成长，他就体会到你真的是顾念他，你关心他，你爱他，他会很喜悦，而且会很感恩的。
Some men have said, if it had not been for my wife, I never would have been able to be anything.
我很多时候听到丈夫这样说，如果不是我的妻子的话，我就不会有今天。
Now, ladies, remember that there are things that you will find in your husband that is not exactly what you would like it to be.
女士们，你要记得，你会发现你的先生有很多的一些心态或他的特质呢，不是你想要的。
But always, always respect your husband in front of the children.
但是总是要在儿女的面前尊重你的先生。
Don't make fun of him.
不要耻笑他。
Don't have some kind of a body language where your eyes or your face tells your children that your husband is stupid.
不要用你的眼光或者你的身体的肢体的语言来传达给你的孩子，让他们知道说你在耻笑你的先生。
It's going to be up to you to show your children how to respect.
所以你的孩子怎么样尊重父亲，就在于你怎么样来帮助你的孩子们要尊重，你自己怎么样尊重你的先生。
You're going to need to have unconditional love for both your husband and children.
你对你的孩子跟先生要有那种没有条件的爱。
That means there's no place for self-pity.
所以意思是说呢，你不能自怜。
There's no place for you to say, I have my rights.
也没有权利你说我有自己的权益。
You have taken on the job to nurture and to love and to build your family.
因为你要负起这种来建立而且要喂养的这样的一个家庭的责任。
You may have to go through some hardships, but love them. And love is an act of the will.
你可能会经过一些很艰难的过程，可是呢，就是呢，用你的意志决定要来爱他们。
And you can tell yourself and will yourself that this is my love and responsibility, and I will love them.
你要立志告诉你自己，这是我的责任，我决定要来爱他们。
You're going to need to show your children how to have self-control.
你也要让你的孩子知道怎么样学习自我的节制，自我管理。
If you lose your temper,
如果你
if you go into crying fits,
如果你的脾气失控，然后常常会哭。
Or in any other ways lose control, you are harming your children.
失去你自己的那种脾气或你失控了，这样的话你也在伤害你的孩子。
There is nothing like kindness that touches the heart of your children.
没有什么在比恩慈的这样的心可以更感动孩子的。
I heard just this last week how a mother of nine used to wake her children up by going through the rooms and singing to them, waking them up, pulling their toes, gently and lovingly letting them realize that you love them.
上个礼拜我听到一个抚养九个孩子长大的妈妈，然后孩子们呢来说他们的妈妈的时候，他们说呢，妈妈怎么样叫他们起床，就是用唱歌来叫他们起床。
No, it's not easy to raise a family.
要抚养一个家庭是不容易的。
It's going to take a strong person and persons to raise the children God has given you.
要抚养家庭儿女的人一定要有一个很刚强的心，也需要神的帮助来抚养家庭。
But I have found that when we call upon God, he said, I will give you wisdom.
但是如果我们向神求智慧的话，他说我就赐给你智慧。
We will be talking more about this subject.
那我们会继续在节目中跟你再多谈一点这样的一个主题。
恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱。你写林真，双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了。 我们会尽快的跟您回信。